This Week in West Virginia History. On January 7, 1933, the Jamboree first aired on WWVA Radio in Wheeling. Along with other radio shows of the day like the Grand Ole Opry, the Chicago Barn Dance, and the Louisiana Hayride, the weekly Jamboree helped make country music an international sensation. At its peak, it could be heard across much of the East Coast and even in parts of Canada. Its listenership went national for a while in the 50s when CBS Radio picked up a portion of the broadcasts every third week. Over the years, Jamboree regulars included country music legends Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, Hawkshaw Hawkins, and Doc and Chickie Williams, among others. In 2008, after a 75-year run, WWVA stopped broadcasting the Jamboree, but it was immediately picked up by WKKX-AM. Known as the Wheeling Jamboree, it now airs from the Wheeling Island Hotel, Casino, and Racetrack. It remains West Virginia's premier live audience country music program, and it is one of the most successful shows of its kind in the nation. Today, the Wheeling Jamboree and the Grand Ole Opry endure as the only survivors of country music's early days. For more information about the Wheeling Jamboree, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.